The hour of recess has expired. The Senate is in session. Senator from Newton County. Senator from Franklin, you have some business before the body?
All other business will be suspended, and the House Committee substitute for House Bill number 16, having passed both branches of the General Assembly, will be read at length by the Secretary, and if no objections are made, the bill will be signed to the end and become law. Secretary, please read the bill.
Truly agreed to and finally passed, House Committee Substitute for House Bill number 16, an act to appropriate money for the supplemental purposes for the expenses, grants, refunds, and distributions of the several departments and offices of state government and the several divisions and programs thereof.
No objections being made, the bill is so signed.
Senator from the 8th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I ask for unanimous consent to introduce a special guest.
Hearing no objection, please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. On my left, on the bench over there, Kirsten, stand up, is a guest of mine today, Kirsten Helms from Blue Springs. She is the Missouri FFA Association State Vice President. I ask the body to make her feel welcome.
Let's welcome Ms. Helms to the Senate chamber today. Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of Senate bills for perfection. I ask that you call the calendar.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be Senate bills for perfection. First bill is Senate Bill number 1, the Senator from Andrew County.
Well, I thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, would you place that bill on the informal calendar?
That bill shall be placed on the informal calendar. Second bill is Senate Bill number 37, the Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill number 37 be taken up for perfection.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Cole County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator, your bill is now before the body.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Senate Bill 37 be declared perfected and ordered printed. Is that the right? No.
Yes, Senator, that is the right motion. Thank you for asking the entire body if that was accurate.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator, thank you for making that motion. Would you care to explain your bill?
Oh, yes, sir. So, Senate Bill 37, Missouri Ag members store, transport, and sell anhydrous ammonia fertilizer. There's nearly 200 facilities that sell an average of 220 tons of anhydrous ammonia fertilizer in Missouri every year. Currently, the Missouri Department of Agriculture and DNR both kind of do double duty. So this is basically just turning over the regulation to the Missouri Department of Natural Resources, and the Missouri Department of Ag has agreed to let them do that. And so it would just kind of stop the duplicative services. And I'd be happy to answer any questions.
The senator from Cole County has moved for the perfection and printing of Senate Bill number 37. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? The senator from the 7th District of Jackson County.
Thank you, Mr. President. May I inquire of the senator from Cole?
Senator from Cole, do you yield?
Absolutely.
He does. Proceed.
Good afternoon, Senator. How are you?
Great, Senator. Good afternoon to you, too.
So we heard this in the Agriculture Committee. Not all of us are familiar with this substance. Can you walk us through what we're actually talking about here?
So anhydrous ammonia is a fertilizer, and it's the farmers would, you know, spread it on their fields. And what happens is the Department of Ag is doing some of the inspections. They're kind of checking the valves and that kind of thing on the anhydrous ammonia facilities. And DNR has got other jobs, and they decided that the ag members decided it would be better under one department than kind of duplicating services and the members having to stop, you know, and show the Department of Natural Resources what they're doing, and then they might have to stop the next week and show the Department of Ag what they're doing. So it just kind of eliminates some of the duplicative services.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. So just to put this in very layman's terms, this is essentially a chemical that could be dangerous if not handled properly, if something were to happen to it. We have two different state agencies currently that regulate it. We're bringing it into one moving forward.
Right, yeah, I mean, it's very dangerous. Like, they make bombs out of this stuff, so it needs to be regulated. The members aren't opposed to being regulated. They, you know, like the idea of making sure everything's safe, and so they're not opposed to paying these fees and making sure everything's taken care of and on the up and up.
Well, I appreciate you bringing this forward. It's going to keep things safe for Missourians, make things a little more clear and simpler for those who are handling this. I voted for this in committee and will vote for it again here on the Senate floor. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator.
Further discussion? Hearing none, Senator from Cole, you are recognized to close.
I renew my motion.
Senator from Cole County renews his motion that Senate Bill number 37 be declared perfected and ordered printed. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have declared perfected and ordered printed Senate Bill number 37. Staying on that same calendar, Senate Bill number 49, the senator from Phelps County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 49, the Senate Committee substitute, be taken up for perfection.
You've heard the motion from the senator of Phelps County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator, your bill with the Senate committee substitute is before the body.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate committee substitute be adopted. Senate Bill 49 addresses the issue of vessels anchoring within 100 feet of the ingress or egress of a private boat dock without the owner's permission. Senate Bill 49 also addresses unauthorized entry onto permitted docks without the owner's permission. This summer, I had multiple constituents from the Lake of the Ozarks reach out to myself and my office regarding issues with boat dock trespassing. Currently, because boat docks are typically not considered real property, there is nothing in Missouri law that prevents individuals from entering upon a private boat dock. This will give the Water Patrol some authority to address the issue of boat dock trespassing when a boat dock owner is having an issue. It's important to understand that this bill will not prohibit fishing near a dock. You can cast your line all you want, so as long as you don't block the property's owner's access to and from their private dock. The issue of boat dock trespassing is on the rise in the Lake of the Ozarks, and I believe this bill will help address the concerns brought to my attention.
The senator from Phelps County has moved for the adoption of the Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill number 49. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Inquire, Senator from Phelps.
Senator from Phelps, you yield.
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Senator, I just was listening to your explanation here, and I just want to ask one question. It says, no person shall anchor a vessel positioned within 100 feet of a permitted boat dock on the waters of the state in a manner that obstructs ingress or egress of the watercraft to or from the dock, unless authorized by the boat dock or permit holder. I mean, 100 feet is a pretty lengthy. I've been at Lake of the Ozarks, and so I'm just asking the question that because you can obviously navigate around. If you have 100 feet, I don't think there's any way that you can position or block anyone's boat dock.
Well, it's just where the ingress and egress of where the boat slip is, and it's if you're anchoring. So you can troll through there, but you know, some of these boats, it's not uncommon to have a 50-foot boat on Lake of the Ozarks. So, you know, if there's a little bit of wind or current or whatever, you know, 100 feet, it sounds like a lot, but it's probably really not enough. And we had spoke with several of my constituents, and this is, you know, kind of like what they thought would be a good compromise, because the original language had it to where it was 100 feet, you know, on all three sides of the dock, and this is just ingress, egress. You can anchor anywhere around just as far as long as you're not, like, right where the boat comes in and out.
This doesn't prohibit someone that likes to bass fish, crappie fish, from, you know, trolling around or actually fishing around those docks from any
shape,
form, or fashion.
As long as you're not anchored. You can cast your line all you want to, as close to the dock as you want to. You control as close to it you want to, as long as you're not anchored right in front, within 100 feet of the ingress and egress of the slip.
And you cannot get on that individual's boat dock without permission.
You know, yeah. Right now, there's no statute that says that you can't trespass on that dock. One of the issues is, you know, if somebody would hurt themselves, then that owner of that dock would be liable, and there's no recourse of them to be able to remove those people. Now, I can assure you, I know there's been some worry from some people in my district that they have in their mind that every time, like if you get a lure snagged up on a dock and you go up there, you don't disturb anything, you remove that lure and get back on, Water Patrol is not going to be waiting to ticket those people. This is more for people that are camping on docks, partying on docks, you know, actually getting on them and, you know, looking for basically something to steal.
Sure. Okay. Well, I'm glad you clarified that. I mean, the 100 feet, I understand because of the length of some of these boats. If you have a 40-foot boat and you only have 100 foot to position to, you know, to try to get straight into your dock, could make it difficult for you to get in there. I'm not sure how many. And some of these coves, some of them aren't, you know, tremendously wide to begin with. I don't think it'd be a big problem. So, but I was just curious. I wanted to talk to you about that. So, thanks, Senator. Mr. President.
Senator from Franklin.
Mr. President, I have an amendment.
Please send your amendment forward.
It has been distributed. I will move for its adoption.
Are you seeking a waiver of the reading, Senator?
Well, and yes, I would seek a waiver of the reading.
Hearing no objection, a waiver of the reading shall be granted. You've indicated it's been distributed. You've moved for its adoption. Would you care to explain your amendment?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. This amendment obviously creates a permanent boat tag, boat license. Currently, a person every 3 years is required to license that boat. And so this will allow for an individual to purchase a permanent tag. The fee is based upon the length of the boat as it is already currently. This is an option that we're providing to allow someone to buy a permanent tag. The tag cannot be transferred to owners of other boats, and so it's just a convenience. Mr. President, I think that this is similar to the permanent trailer tag that we have passed that allows people one time. And this is simply, I hate to admit this, but the former senator from the 7th called me and commented about a a watercraft fee that he thought we should have a permanent one. I said, well, that's the best idea you've ever came up with, as far as I can remember. So I hate to take some credit for it, but the senator from the 7th was the one that said, hey, why don't you try to get this done? And so therefore, that's what this amendment does. It allows for a permanent boat tag, and therefore, I hope everybody will support it. And I answer any questions.
The senator from Franklin County has moved for the adoption of Senate Amendment Number 1, which apparently was a rare good idea from the former senator of the 7th. For the Senate committee substitute to Senate Bill Number 49, does any senator desire to be heard? The current senator from the 7th.
I inquire of the current senator from Franklin.
Senator from Franklin, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you. Senator, on behalf of the former senator from the 7th for offering this, I just want to make sure I'm clear. I haven't pulled up the amendment. Was it distributed yesterday? That's why it's no longer on my desk.
Yes, it was. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So I'm still learning how to keep up with all these pieces of paper. I keep looking for the board, and we have.
Well, I will say that if you have your electronic flat device on your desk and you are plugged in to the system that we have so readily gotten available, you could pull that amendment up like the senator from Jasper over there has on his. So
it's the 21st century.
21st century process, yeah.
So I just want to make sure that I'm understanding currently. Because I'm not a boat owner. Currently, when you register your boat, it's a three-year registration, and your amendment just says for a larger fee, it can be a lifetime registration.
You can buy a permanent tag it's three times the fee. So if you have it's stated in here that if you have up to 16 feet, that fee is $25 for 16 to 26. It is $55. If you have a boat that's 26 to 40, it's $100. And anything in excess of 40 feet, it would be $150 for a permanent tag. But again, you know, you can choose to buy the three-year options like you have before, and it is one-third. It's a third of that. You can, you know, if you so choose to. So I like the convenience, putting a tag on there and knowing that I'm never going to expire. Because I have been on the water before and had the Water Patrol inform me that my tag has expired.
I hate having to get tags renewed as well, so I appreciate the convenience here, and then also the ability, if someone couldn't afford it, to pay a lesser amount and keep going back. So I appreciate your amendment.
We're just making it an option, and so it's just something that I think offers consumers a choice and convenience. If they want to pay for it, they can have it. So,
thank you, Senator.
Yep.
Further discussion on the adoption motion for the Senate amendment, the senator from the 1st District.
I inquire of the senator from Franklin.
Senator from Franklin, do you yield? He does. Proceed.
So, good afternoon, Senator.
Good afternoon.
So, actually, I have a camper that we used to use all the time when my kids were growing up, and now I'm just kind of keeping it in storage, but it came that time where I had to get license for it and everything and tags for it. And I came to a big surprise that they offered this lifetime
permanent trailer fee.
So yeah. It's fairly new law, I'm assuming then, right? It's
President, could you get lifetime. Some, could you get some, I'm having a hard time here.
If you could take your conversations to the side galleries or keep them at a very low volume, the two senators are having a very difficult time hearing each other in debate. Senators, please proceed.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, so I went to get my camper, amongst many other things, changing plates out and all that stuff. It seemed like I spent a lot of time at the license bureau over the last month or two. But sure. I went there to get my tags renewed for my camper, which we haven't used in a long time. And they gave me the option of a lifetime, which so I was wondering, is this a fairly new law that you passed, I guess?
No, I think it has been several years that this has been in effect. I don't know specifically exactly when we did. I know that I'd worked with the House member as well on this particular issue years ago. And then I think I don't know exactly when we were able to get it accomplished, but it's been around probably, I would say, at a minimum 3 years, 5 years. That we've had permanent trailer tags.
Now, one of my favorite hobbies is staying at the License Bureau and all that, but I did went ahead and jumped.
That's a favorite hobby of yours?
It's a favorite hobby. I like hanging out there. But what I found out, though, this lifetime, I jumped at the chance to do this, so I think this is a this is a great amendment for this bill.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that, and hopefully other people will take advantage of it as well.
Yeah.
Further discussion, the senator from Cass County.
Mr. President, to inquire of the senator from Franklin.
Senator from Franklin, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you, Senator. Well, I'd like to thank you for bringing this forward, because I was that House member, that tried to get this moving years and years ago.
Yes,
and was glad to.
I remember, again, I think I might have taken credit for that. I mean, it was obviously, I remember the conversations that you talked about trying to get a permanent trailer tag. And again, I've said this, it's like necessity is the mother of all invention. And for someone that owns multiple trailers as myself, I was constantly finding myself going out to my farm or wherever and finding a trailer that the trailer license had expired. And it's like that, we need to stop, because it's there's no inspection required. It's just a convenience to buy the permanent tag. So, I mean, obviously the Senator of the 7th kind of got credit for this, but really Senator from Cass probably started this years ago as well. So,
well, no, this is great. I think this is good government at work here, just trying to find those inefficiencies.
Streamlining
the process.
Yeah,
that's streamlining
the process.
You know, one thing I would love to see us look forward to, I'm not going to move for an amendment or anything, is, I have a bass boat, and it's frustrating to me to have to register my engine, my outboard motor. You know, I don't have to do that for an inboard. You know, you don't have to do it for your car engine, but yet for an outboard motor, I have to register my engine separately. It used to be a trolling motor as well.
I'm not sure if, again, I've got stickers on my trolling motor, my bass boat, and also on my outboard as well. But I think that's a good conversation that maybe we should talk about how that we can streamline that in the future and get some input on that, because I'm not sure, again, why it's necessary. But again, it is detachable. I mean, the outboard is detachable from that watercraft, but an inboard obviously isn't. So, but I definitely think it's worthy of conversation of streamlining that in the future as well.
Yeah. So, well, I just wanted to thank you for bringing this forward and continuing that thought process. So,
yep. Thank you.
Further discussion on the adoption motion. Senator from the 23rd.
They inquire the senator from Franklin.
Senator from Franklin, do you yield?
Yes, I do, Mr. President.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator, just a quick question. We kept talking about boats. Does this affect the registration for trailers as well? Am I understanding that correctly?
No. We already have a permanent option for trailers.
Okay.
So you can already purchase a permanent trailer tag.
But this is just adding boats.
This just adds motor watercraft to the same. Again, every 3 years, you have to renew that sticker every 3 years. And again, it's unnecessary. There's no inspection process. It's just an opportunity for them to continue to get your money. Let's just give them their money up front, and then we never have to go back.
Great. All right. Thank you, Senator. Thank you, Mr. President.
Right,
further discussion? Hearing none, Senator from Franklin, you're recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from Franklin renews his motion that Senate Amendment Number 1 to the Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 49 be adopted. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted Senate Amendment Number 1. We are back on the adoption motion for the Senate Committee Substitute offered by the Senator from Phelps County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none other than idle conversation, Senator, you are recognized to close on the adoption motion.
I renew my motion.
Senator from Phelps County renews his motion that the Senate Committee Substitute as amended for Senate Bill Number 49 be adopted. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted the Senate Committee Substitute, Senator from Phelps.
I now move the Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 49 be declared perfected and ordered printed.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Phelps County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you are recognized to close.
I renew my motion.
Senator from Phelps County renews his motion that the Senate Committee Substitute as amended for Senate Bill Number 49 be perfected and ordered printed. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have perfected and ordered printed the substitute for Senate Bill Number 49. Senator from Newton County.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be announcements. Announcements? Senator from Andrew.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, your Committee on Appropriations will meet tomorrow morning at 8:30 to go over Department of Ag and Department of Revenue's budgets.
Thank you, Senator. Further announcements? Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, with no further business coming before the body, I move the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Newton County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand adjourned under the rules.